Hey guys, this is another wonderful segment of Kingdom Chat. I'm your host, Apostle Claude Jones, pastor of the Glorious Temple Faith and Ministries Church. Location is 3389 Main Street in the Adamsville, Alabama area. This is my wonderful co-host,
Elder Louise Gordon. Amen. Glory to God of your Turning Point Restoration Ministry. Amen. 500 Gene Reed Road, right here in Birmingham, Alabama.
Listen, we're super excited about this segment. I believe this segment here is going to touch a lot of people, touch a lot of lives. Call somebody. Tell them we on. Amen. Touch somebody. Send the video. Like us. Let people know Kingdom Chat is on the air. Listen, we're going to be talking about, and I know this is going to hit some folks, Pastor. It's going to hit some folks.
Amen.
Because some of us think it's over for us. We've been pushed aside. We've been dogged out. We've been left on the side of the road. But listen, our topic today is they dropped you, mishandled you, but God covered you.
My God. Glory.
Through it all.
Yes.
God covered you.
Yes.
It was a setup.
Come on.
I know it didn't look right, but it was a setup, Pastor.
Yes. Didn't feel good either.
Pastor Yolanda sent me this little thing, and I loved it. Because it said, look like you was buried.
My God. Jesus.
But just like somebody get buried, covered with dirt.
Uh-huh.
Somebody that's been a seed is covered with dirt.
Come on.
So you don't look at you being buried, baby, but look at you being sown. And to be sown, you have to grow. Watch this.
Amen.
When the seed is sown, it has to die for the flower to come alive. Y'all don't want to talk to me now. So I know it's been rough. I know some of your friends, they turned their backs on you. Some of your church members left you. Said they were, I'm over here to stay, Lord.
Come on.
I died. Then the next Sunday, they gone.
My Lord. Somebody.
They done talked about you.
Yes.
And then some of you just sitting in the pew.
Yes.
You just sitting in the pew.
Yes.
And you've been dogged out and left for dead. And
yes.
You don't have a
Come
look
on.
That
Come
they
on.
Looking for. You yes. don't have a voice that they looking for.
Jesus.
You know, you're not articulate.
Yes.
You know, you're so country.
Come on.
They don't put you up. They don't use you.
Right.
And you the anointed one in the house. So we want to talk to you today. We want to talk to you, man, Pastor. We just going to be going back and forth.
Lord.
Talk to you from our experiences, from biblical standpoint. One person we're going to be dealing with is Mephibosheth. Now, you got to learn how to spell that name yourself and look it up. And you understand in the book of Samuel, the second chapter, the ninth verse, the ninth chapter is where we're coming from. But Mephibosheth starts way, so you got to read, first chapter, second chapter, third chapter. So you can see where Mephibosheth come from.
Yes.
Where he started from.
Yes.
How he ended up, who he is.
Yes.
Come on. See, sometimes when you young in the faith is when you get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you young in the faith is when you get pushed aside.
Yes.
When you get talked about, I'm talking about ministry.
In ministry, yes.
I'm talking about being in the royal seat.
Mm-hmm.
Mephibosheth is Saul's, the King Saul, grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Jonathan's boy.
Yeah.
I know some of y'all done read the story, but somewhere in the story, Jonathan had a son.
Yes.
Uh-oh. That the nurse was taking care of him. And when chaos came,
come on now,
she grabbed him to save him, but she dropped him.
But she dropped him.
Uh-oh.
Accidentally dropped
him. She accidentally dropped him, but she didn't leave him. Y'all going to wait, pal, I'm going to flip out the chair. She dropped him.
Yes.
But she didn't leave him.
Come on.
She took him on with her because she knew this is Saul. They trying to kill Saul. They're trying to kill his folks. They're going to wipe them out.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to get this one.
Right.
God has sent somebody that'll cover you, encourage you in your downfall.
Jesus.
in your set down times and encourage you. Don't give up. I don't know if folk come call me, Pastor, don't you give up. I'm going to say this, Pastor Gordon. I was at home getting ready. Girl, I put that. I went and got the most expensive tie I had. It was about $200-something. I put them $900 gaiters on. Uh-huh. And while I was getting dressed, Pastor Gordon, I said, this it. I'm sick of these folk. I'm through with them. I'm not, after this Sunday, I ain't preaching no more. Mm-hmm. And then the phone rang.
Uh-huh.
And this guy said, did God tell you to do that? That's all he
My
said.
My God. God sent somebody.
Come on now.
God
I was,
sent
I
somebody.
Had been dropped.
Come on.
But he didn't leave me. Huh?
Amen.
And then I got to the church and was preaching like crazy. I called him, prophesying, and I had a towel on my shoulder. Uh-huh. And I was going in. My towel got missing. I ain't know where it was, but mm-hmm. I didn't think about it.
Right.
And then I had told this lady to have words right mm-hmm. right where I was going.
Uh-huh.
Throw the mic. She was going in, and she took this towel and threw it at me and said, who told you to throw in the towel?
My God, my God.
See, somebody know
yes.
where you at.
Yes.
Because David said,
yes.
is there anybody left?
Come on. Jesus.
From Saul's family, because I want to be a blessing to Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't hearing me now.
Come on, come on. He still had that agape love.
Ooh, come on, come
friend,
on, pal.
That real true love.
Ah.
Although his friend was gone, he still had that true love.
That true love.
That agape love. Glory to God. They were still living. His friend had died, but the love was still alive.
You heard it right there.
Glory to God. Glory
say that again. Say that one more time. You got to say that again. What now?
Oh, my God. His friend had died, but
the friend,
love.
The friend that that real love.
Come
with
that real love. That
he died.
Love. Come on. He died, but the love was still alive. Glory to God. So in the place of us getting dropped, getting mishandled, getting misused, getting talked about, getting let down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The love of God loves us so much, it's still alive. And he sees us. He cares for us. He cares for anybody, everybody that's going through, that's gotten in that place where they've gotten crippled. They've gotten lame. They've got discouraged. And they want to go hide. Oh, but God would send somebody to bring you out of a hiding place. You don't have a hiding place from God.
Uh-oh.
He see you everywhere.
Uh-oh.
He see everything.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God!
Glory to God. When David was looking for, see, cause when Jesus know where you at.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll send somebody mm-hmm. looking for you.
Yes.
Now he know where you at.
He know.
But he'll send somebody. So the thing, so that the dots can connect. So watch this.
Mm-hmm.
David said, "Anybody know?
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Ziba."
Yeah.
Now Ziba wasn't trying to be helpful. He was being sarcastic.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Cause he was loyal to Saul.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't loyal to Jonathan.
Jonathan, come on.
Huh?
He'll make your enemy
and he
a mouthpiece for you.
Come on now, work with me now. He go the enemy because he knew Saul wanted to kill David.
Uh-huh.
And he was Saul's servant.
Mm-hmm.
But he ended up telling what God needed.
Come on here.
God let the enemy.
Enemy.
And look at it like this. Let them talk about you.
Come on.
It's free advertisement.
Come on.
Let them say what they're going to say. Because they're going to end up saying the right thing.
Come on.
That somebody going to find you and your anointing.
Yes, God.
Somebody going to find you and your oil.
Yes, God.
Somebody going to find you and your word.
Yes,
somebody going to find you and your gifts.
Yes,
uh-oh,
God.
You better
yes,
hear
God.
Me.
Yes,
I
God.
Know you in Lonely Bar.
Yes, God.
But God going to connect the dots from your enemy to your blessing.
My
Y'all don't
want to
hear
God,
me
God,
now.
My God.
So here this man had told David, it was this lady had this baby.
Mm-hmm.
But he crippled, though.
Yes.
He ain't even tell him how it got
come
crippled.
Come on, come on, come on.
They ain't going to tell you how you got hurt.
Come on, come on.
They ain't going to tell you how you got a loaded box.
Jesus, Jesus.
They ain't going to tell the truth now.
Yes,
it's just like you just did it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened to you.
Something happened.
To push you where you are.
Yes, God.
But there's a God.
There is. There
that's
is.
Been covering you.
Yes.
And has not forgotten you.
Mm-hmm.
Has not, I say it again, he has not forgotten about you.
Yes.
But for such a time as this.
Come on.
This your time. Uh-oh. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it again. I ain't afraid to say it. This your time.
Amen.
This is your place of restoration.
Mm-hmm.
This is your place of coming out.
Yes.
Even though you've been dropped.
Let down.
What you said?
Let down.
Drop and let down.
Yes.
Mishandled.
Yes.
Huh? Persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
With lies.
Amen.
Amen. They ain't going to tell the whole truth. Zipper didn't tell the whole truth. He crippled, though.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to mess with nobody crippled.
Right. Trying to discourage David.
David trying to discourage David from looking for him.
Uh-huh.
He the last one.
Come
ain't
on.
No more, but he crippled.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to
like ain't no use for him.
Ah!
No use for him. What good is you?
He can't be in your army.
He ain't gonna be no use for you.
See, that was
that's what people say. You know, I don't know why you want to use her. I don't know why you want to use him, huh?
What you calling them for?
Yes, but God,
Jesus,
Elroy, sees everything. He see where you are at. Come on here. He know the potential that he has inside of you. He knew you in the womb, huh? Glory to God. Ain't nothing changed? Huh? People try to discourage you to make you miss what God got for you. But God said, I'm Elroy.
I see you.
And
Jesus.
I'm going to send for you at the appointed time. Huh? Just stay right where
you are.
And you know.
Girl, I like.
Jesus. You know, what's his name?
Mephibosheth.
Yeah.
That dude.
Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, because he was in that place, he didn't think of himself as nothing.
Nothing.
Nobody cares. Nobody see me. I'm always going to be in this place. But we have to realize in this story, God will not leave you in the place of this, you know, in that low place. Come on here. Come on. Oh, my God. God won't leave you there. He will send for you. He will bring you out. And what I love about it, David said, you're going to have a place always at the table.
At the table.
I don't care who tries to stop you and discourage you and drop you and talk about you, huh? Pull you down every time you try to make a step up. Here comes something else to try to keep you in that low place. But when God is for you, he's more than the whole world against you. No matter what cave you got yourself in. Huh? No matter what.
You might have did it to yourself.
Come on here.
God got you covered.
Yes. Yes.
You might have let your own self down.
Yes.
But glory to God. Mephibosheth started thinking bad about himself.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Look, I'm going to stay down here in loaded bar and just stay here. Mm-hmm.
Stay here.
Now, watch this. When David finally found him, Mephibosheth, somebody here looking for you. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who looking for me? Old cripple.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you read the story, one part said he was crippled.
Mm-hmm.
But when you keep, as he walked toward David, it said he was. See, once God connect with you, all that hindered you, all that fought you, that caused you to be broken,
yes, God,
all that caused you to be messed up,
mm-hmm,
is going away as you coming towards God.
Mm-hmm.
All that they said about you, the name says, all the lies,
yes,
all the mistrust, all the disappointment,
mm-hmm,
is disappearing as you coming closer to the king.
Mm-hmm.
This man told all the Ziba and servants, they're going to serve your people.
Yes.
Do what he told Mephibosheth.
Yes.
Your servants ain't going to have to be servants. Y'all missing it, man. The people that's connected to you.
My God.
Going to be on fire.
Yes, God.
The people that you love. That's that extended love.
Yes, that it got paid. Yes.
That's that love from David and Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
This girl just told y'all. She just told y'all. The man himself was dead. Mm-hmm. But the love,
was still alive. Come on, come on.
Now this love is being extended even down to Mephibosheth people. People that was serving him. People that was working with him. Well, in Lo-Debar. You ain't down there by yourself, baby.
Come on.
It's some folks waiting on you. It's some folks waiting on you to come alive. It's some folks waiting on you to take that first step. Now watch this. I'm gonna jump through it. I'm just jumping. Y'all let me jump. I'm on a flight. I'm on this mountain. Just let me jump. I'm finna jump. See, Mephibosheth was down in Lo-Debar. And he said, now this is what your folks gonna do. And this is what your servants gonna do. These people gonna serve your servants. Mephibosheth said, okay. I'm gonna go weak. Now he said, no, but you're gonna eat at the king's table.
Yes.
See, he got a higher place.
Yes, come on, come on.
God got a higher and special place for you. Mm-hmm. I don't care how you was dropped. I don't care how you was mishandled. God wants you to walk in forgiveness.
There you go. That's where I was at. That forgiveness. Because if David had a held on to how he was treated.
Right. Oh, huh, wow.
By Saul.
Wow.
Huh? And God spoke to him. That's why you got to have that forgiveness in your heart. Because when God speaks, you got to be able to go to even those that hurt you. And the Sheba-back, he didn't do it. Glory to God. But his grandfather did it. But David had so much love for Jonathan, his friend. And he loved Saul too, because he could have killed
him. He could have killed him.
But the love that he had in his heart wouldn't let him do it. Come on here. So we have to walk in that forgiveness also. So when God speaks to us, we'll be able to do what God has told us to do. That we'll be in obedience. We'll be in compliance with what God is telling us to do. And we won't mess ourselves up.
See?
Come on. Because if David had been thinking about what this man did,
he knew he was trying
to
kill.
He'd have been like, oh no. And how many people today that are still walking in unforgiveness?
Oh my God.
Huh? Got themselves in a place.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to break it down. You got to break it. You got to cut it off. You got to come together. There's got to be unity. I know, because I can talk from experience, that people have hurt me to the core.
To the core.
Come on.
Jesus.
But can I say I love, truly love them today? Yes, I do. Glory to God. If God said do this and do that, I'm going to do it. And do it wholeheartedly. Huh? Not begrudging and thinking about what
really
happened.
Don't
doing the
really
ingredients. Come on here. We got
to
do it with the love of God in our heart. Amen. You know, there people say you're walking in unforgiveness. Because you don't let them have access to you. Glory to God. You can't connect to everybody, but you have to be obedient to everything God says.
That God said.
Glory to God.
You got to let these folks out of your heart.
Yeah.
Because as long as you have unforgiveness towards somebody, they have a piece of your life that they control.
Yes.
Yeah. Without even being, and then 9 times out of 10, this person ain't even thinking about you. This organization ain't thinking about you. These people around the corner from you ain't even thinking about you. When they having the family reunion, they ain't even thinking about
Amen.
You. And yet I ain't going to that family reunion because I auntie, grandma. No, you got to let that go.
Let it go.
Amen. You got to begin to live how God wants you to live. Mm-hmm. God didn't want Mephibosheth to stay in Lo-Debar.
That's right.
He was only there for a season, with the crippled feet.
Yeah.
He was only there. See, God could have let him die when he got dropped.
Oh, but the blessing.
God could have let her left him, and he would have got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
My God.
But even though he was dropped, God was looking out for him all the time. Mephibosheth had angels. Mephibosheth had the Spirit of God. Mephibosheth was in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
He was a part of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You a part of purpose.
Yes.
And purpose can't die until it's fulfilled. Y'all are going to make me
My God, my God.
Purpose can't die until it's fulfilled. And you purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at yourself and be in purpose.
Yes.
Because some of this stuff, Pastor, going with it, we done went through, should have took us out.
Should have took us out.
There ain't no way I should be sitting here not halfway in Bryce.
You and me both.
I should be sitting on the curb.
Mm-hmm. Huh? But God.
Some of y'all feel like me. But it's been God. Because you keep talking to God. Watch this. Sometimes you be crying and say, what me?
My.
But it's just an opportunity to be connected to God.
No matter how hurt you get, never get away from the word of God. Never get away from spending time with God. Never stop talking to God. You may stop talking to people, but never stop talking to God, because he's going to lead you out of that place that you're in. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
Glory to God.
You know, I was talking to a policeman. I was in jail. you done messed up too. But I said, okay, God, I'm in here. What's my purpose? Mm-hmm. And then I'm beginning to minister to this sheriff. And he had tears in his eyes. And he was a backslider. And his problem getting back connected with God was he had a baby out of wedlock. And he felt like God didn't love him no more. Mm. Let me tell you something. We all done messed up a little bit.
Yes, we have.
But the love of God is extended past your faults. Mm-hmm. He said he looked beyond.
His grace and mercy.
Huh? Grace and mercy is right there following me all the day.
Oh.
I need grace and mercy.
Yes.
I need him to grace me so I can get past and see it. And then I need the mercy so he don't kill me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
God could have took us out while we was in our mess.
Yes.
But he gave us an opportunity to, first of all, repent.
Yes.
Huh?
Jesus.
To repent for what we did. Mm-hmm. Repent for what we said. Because it ain't always all on the other person.
That's right. Come on.
So we have to, and then we have to repent for hating folk.
Yes.
If my people, which are called by my name, see, we got to humble ourselves.
We got to humble ourselves.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And we got to love people anyhow. Y'all got to love folk. Somebody left my church, I got to love them anyhow. I can't let my feelings and emotions get in there.
Right.
Come on now.
Because it'll keep you in a low place.
It's been leaders that dropped me.
Mm-hmm.
Push me aside. Say, I wasn't anointed enough.
My God.
I had somebody in my face.
Jesus.
You ain't anointed like she is.
Jesus.
She more anointed than you.
But don't let it kill you. You didn't let it kill your purpose.
But I didn't let it. I just left the people alone and kept on pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And kept on doing what God told me
Amen.
To do. And I forgave them people.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Because people to try to downplay you to build somebody else up.
Right.
Or build themselves up.
Right.
When folk know you anointed, and folk see you got what God want to be in the planet, they'll try to drop you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll try to mishandle you. They will mishandle you.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. I'm trying to get this right. When Jesus came out in his message, and he started being Jesus, God said. The people said, aren't this the carpenter's child?
Yes.
Because they want to keep him as a carpenter.
People will try to keep you.
Huh?
Okay.
The world trying to keep you as a prostitute. Because they can handle you right there.
Right, yes.
They want to keep you as a pimp, drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They want to keep you just as a bank teller. They don't want you to come out how God wants you to come out in the kingdom. You anointed for the kingdom. You've been blessed for the kingdom.
For the kingdom, yes.
There's a fire in your belly. There's a fire. You know it's there.
Yes, God.
Seek God. Seek his peace.
Yes.
Pursue him with joy.
Yes.
Know God call you. You got to know it.
You got to know it.
Huh? I couldn't wait, Pastor Goins. I couldn't wait on nobody to come tell me I'm a pastor. When God told me, I said,
You and me both.
Because I knew it was God.
Amen.
If a person had told me that, I'd be like,
told me, I was like, no.
See,
But
when God said it, it hit different.
Yes.
Because when the angel came and told Mary, you going to have a baby. Mm-hmm. Look here, Pledge, you great. What is you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm spoken for, and I ain't been with him.
Right.
You know I'm a virgin, right?
Right.
She was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm a virgin, right?
Yes.
And I ain't finna let nobody touch me, because now I'm spoken for.
Right.
Now, baby, you finna have a baby. Then she said, I receive what you said.
Yes.
See, we got to get to that point where we gonna tell God, I know what they said about me, God. Mm-hmm. I know you know too.
Yes.
They told some lies on me. They won't let me preach. They won't let me prophesy. They won't let me evangelize. They tell me I ain't ready. But I'm ready for you, God.
Yes.
I'm ready to obey you.
Yes.
Now, I'm not telling nobody to go beyond your leader and dog your leader out. I ain't.
Amen. Amen.
No.
Amen.
No, you talk to your leader.
Mm-hmm.
You let them know the calling that's on your life. And you're going to get past the hurt. You're going to get past being dropped. You're going to get past being missed. It's so many of us been mishandled in ministry.
Yes, in ministry.
There's so many of them, but the love of God is reaching out today in this chat. He's reaching out to you. You ain't listening at this or looking at this by mistake. God is trying to reach you and pull you out of lowly bar.
Yes.
Because your best days are yet. They yes. say in that song, better days.
Okay.
I'm saying better days are here.
Yes.
This yes, your time. Get in God. Let God do what he's going to do in your life and ministry. Proclaim the gospel. Be like Mephibosheth and get ready to come out of lowly bar.
Yes.
Be like Mephibosheth and come out and eat at the king's table. This is your time.
Yes.
I promise you, if you trust God, get that stuff out of your heart.
Yes.
Seek forgiveness, forgive others, and obey him. Mm-hmm. Obey the Father.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a microphone. Obey God.
Amen. He placed you at that table in the presence of what come on your now. Enemies.
Your church enemies. Might be in Walmart parking lot.
Yes. Amen.
But obey God. Because the enemy is sending God. Y'all missed it. The enemy is sending God's people to you.
Amen.
Listen, this has been a great segment of Kingdom Chat. Listen, I know you've been mishandled. I know you've been dropped. You're looking crippled. But God finna straighten you out.
Come on.
Listen, this has been a great time. We love you. We'll see you next time on King of Chat. I'm Apostle Claude Jones.
Pastor Louise Gordon.
We love you.
Amen.